I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Russell Jackson on the line, and he's the chef and owner over at Reverence, a restaurant in Harlem, New York City, located over in Stryver's Row. Russell, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Adam? Good to see you. Talk to you.
So yeah, absolutely, and I'm excited to have you on the show today. I've been getting more culinary experts on the show, restaurants owners, and it's a big topic. And I'm excited to give a peek to my listeners into the life of what it is to run a restaurant, what it takes, and of course, you have that prominent location in Stryver's Row. So just excited to get into all of that with you. But before we get right into the restaurant and Reverence, let's get a little bit more into your background. How did you get started in your career and in business?
Well, I started cooking when I could walk. I've been cooking actually professionally, even though I'm 56 years old currently. I started as a professional in my late teens, early 20s. So I've been cooking professionally for 36 years now. And it's like a lot of things, it's my passion. It's what gets me up in the morning. It's what inspires me every day. And it's really that point of wanting to be of hospitality, wanting to be of that world and be of service.
That's amazing. And what I like about the path that you take, and I find a lot of people that, that are in the culinary field, I mean, that's the goal. It's to have your restaurants, to have your brand in there, to create that experience for people to taste your food. So first, congratulations, obviously, in being in business and growing your career to that point. That's no easy task that should be overlooked.
No.
Not like some of the other businesses that are, you can put up a website and you're in business. No, it doesn't work that way.
Now this has been, an entire career of this. This is my seventh ownership. I had several restaurants in California before I moved here, and ultimately ended up doing quite a bit of television for a period of time, and in and out of the business until I came back to that realization that what I do is necessary here on the East Coast. So here I am.
Again, because you're accomplished, you've been in business a long time, and I didn't know you were on your seventh, so obviously you've opened multiple restaurants. What kind of advice would you give to that new restaurateur or that person that's out there that always had that concept and they want to do it and they're just kind of held back? What kind of things got you over to finally just, take that leap? Because it's not easy.
No, it's not. And the first advice I would give to most people is don't do it. it's one of those things where you really have to have a much deeper level of commitment. It's not just you and yourself. It's everyone that touches you. It's your family. It's your extended family. It's your friends. Everybody ultimately, to some degree or another, becomes involved with your life and how it gets just sucked into this. And it's important to have those supportive people that can help keep you well-grounded. It's also that point of really, truly being settled in who you are, what you want your voice to say, what you want your work and your art to say, having a direction and an idea of, I'm doing this for this reason. I think a lot of people start out with a great idea and have wonderful intent, but in turn very quickly get sidetracked or don't stay true to their vision and end up sort of chasing other people's ideas and other people's influences and ultimately kind of fail. And it's also, I could go on and on and on. There's so much to really advise people on. I think probably the most important piece of information is take your time. Don't be overly aggressive. And I think for the small restaurateur, for the small business person, I think it's about making it excessively intimate and personal right now. I think that that's the path to our success and why I've chosen to do the specific business model that I'm now doing, in having not creating the results in my past that I wanted to have, but finally getting very, very honest about what I wanted to achieve and why I wanted to do this for myself and for my family and my community, and sticking with that and not wavering at all. So
that's awesome. I love it. I love the story. Let's switch it up a bit. I want to get more into Reverent. So first, tell us a little bit more about the restaurant, what they can expect. I mean, I know you have a prominent location. Let's get more into it.
So Reverence is a passion project. It's a 20-seat fine dining restaurant in 150-year-old historic landmark location. It's on the prime corner of Stryver's Row. It's 138th and Frederick Douglass in Harlem. And I knew, you know, looking at how the business models and how the restaurant business is currently operating, we all have been screaming and yelling for years about how dysfunctional it is, how it's essentially broken, and that we have to, as restaurateurs, redefine how we're going to operate for not just our success, but how do we service our communities? How do we provide this service without either being, as the old demolition man jokes, get turned into Taco Bell? So, not that they're killing it right now either. But I knew that having a small, impactful restaurant that, from an operational standpoint, was built around function over form and aesthetic, and that was really about having a visceral, intimate, in-your-face style that was not – that's not fussy or formal, but that – again, I grew up in California. I grew up in Southern California. So my understanding of how to service – how to provide services – a bit different. And I keep saying this over and over to people lately, is that I guess we're taking that Bruce Lee approach to this in breaking the mold of stripping away all the classic representations and formalities and streamlining everything to just be excessively impactful right from the beginning. And we're a 5-course tasting menu. We say 5, sometimes we do 7, sometimes we do 9. It just depends on sort of where we are in the market and how things are going. It's prepay, so it's pay for play. We've made it so incredibly simple and effective for people. You go online. It's just like buying a movie ticket. You say, I want to see what's available for next Saturday at 7 o'clock. All right, there's 4 seats available. Great, I'm going to take 2, or I'm going to take all 4. And you make a binary choice of, I'd like to have a protein-based menu on the pescatarian, or I'm going to have the vegetable forward menu, and I can either choose an alcohol pairing or a non-alcoholic pairing, and pay, and done. You walk in the restaurant at your scheduled time. We know exactly who you are and what you're eating. You sit down. You enjoy your meal. You never have to pull your wallet out. You don't have to have any money exchange. It allows us to be more technically savvy as well as green in the respect that we're paperless. And at the end of the meal, we thank you and you leave.
Oh, my gosh. Can you
usually
please?
With a parting gift.
Can you please open one in Santa Monica? I'm just throwing that out there. You just now described my dream. It's like you're going to, and my family's all in Michigan or East Coast, so I'm the only one out on the West Coast. But that being said, it's just like you're going to mom's house, except you're not pulling out a wallet. You're not like, it's like the Uber of restaurants, but it's good food. It's not like, not just to be clear, it's not like you're going to, you know, a fast food chain. It's like the Uber of fine dining. I love it. Oh, my God.
Again, it's people, you know, we want we want our focus and we want people's focus to be in the right place. We want them to have an experience where they're in real time. We're also a no technology restaurant, so no phones, no cameras, no, none of that stuff. We don't want any distractions. We want to be truly present for the process that we're going to take you through a dining experience. And again, from the aspect of it's a personal experience. We're California inspired. So I'm cooking the food that inspired me as a child. I'm paying homage to the state that I grew up in and to the neighborhood that I currently live in. So it's, you know, farm to table is an overused ideology or moniker, I suppose. And California cuisine and that idea of California cuisine has truly been the defining edge of that ideal. So that's essentially what we're doing. We're local, sustainable, veritable. We're green-based. We try to create as low a carbon footprint as possible. We have a very, very my best friend is Dominique Kren. She's also on a small advisory board that I created for this restaurant, and that's something else that I would suggest for restaurateurs, to find a group of people that they truly, truly trust and know that will give them very clear and direct feedback, even when it's the most difficult, because everybody goes down a rabbit hole at some point or another. So I've got Jeremy Fox, who's one of the best chefs on the West Coast, Dominique Kren, Amy Moore, Daniel Feinberg, who's head of lighting and photography at Pixar. These are all people that I trust, personal friends, and can reflect back to me truth when I'm having difficulty finding my path. And again, just being really honest and upfront. And I think I know it's resonating for people. I know people are having wonderful experiences with us because we're brutally honest about where we get it from, how we process it, what we do with it, and people taste it. The experience that they had, you can watch, you know, it's like we care about one thing when people come through. Do I have to stick you with an EpiPen? Beyond that, I don't really care. I have I'm at that place in my career where I've done so much and I have a vision and I have a knowledge of what I can do to be successful, to make you happy. If you allow me to do that, then in essence, I have very few fucks to give. I don't care what you do and you don't like, because you'll be surprised how many times people walk in and say, I don't want to eat this. I don't want to have that. And we feed it to them. They walk out a believer and like, oh my God, I had no idea. Yes, that's correct, because you were eating, you know, you may not have been eating the right thing the right way before. Here, we get to show you really what it is and what it can be. And it's, you know, it's taken me this long in my career to get to this place and to find that level of success with it. And I'm happy with the results that we're starting to achieve. And I think we're just opening the envelope to where we ultimately can go as a team. And we are a small team. There's only five of us that operate this restaurant.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. I love it. I love the story, everything else there. And when I go to New York the next time, I know where I'm coming. Speaking of which, what's the website? How do people go through this amazing process? How do they get in touch if they want to learn more? Give me the stuff.
Yeah. The simplest way, the easiest way, is you go to reverence.nyc, reverence.nyc or reverencenyc.com. And right there, it says reservations. Click, 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 pay, done. Your entire experience can be over in, you know, from the aspect of making a reservation can be done in under 5 minutes. There's also that aspect that, or you can also find us on the Talk platform, TOCK, exploretalk.com. And we're on their platform, which they've been a great partner for us. In working with us through our reservations program, and again, it's we've made it as simple and as eloquent and efficient as possible. And that's really the biggest thing for, I think, for any restaurateur right now is to find efficiencies in every single thing that they do. It's the only way that any of us as small business people are ultimately going to survive. I did this all on my own. It's a little nutty. Every restaurateur friend I had said that I was an idiot for doing it, and I truly at most times believed that to be the case. It was an enormous gamble. So far it's working out okay, and we're going to continue every day to just take small steps forward and be of service to our community.
That's excellent. That's absolutely amazing. I love it. This is a great story. Well, hey, Russell, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Reverence. I will definitely be stopping in when I come to New York the next time. And for all the listeners, again, if you're in New York, I think 10 to 15% of these downloads are coming from New York. Go check out reverence.nyc and go check this restaurant out. I'm on the website right now. This is so easy. I need one of these in Santa Monica too. You're from West Coast. Give us some love over here in Santa Monica also.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I we're coming out for the holidays. I love Los Angeles. I love San Francisco. We still have a lot of family there, and we try to get back at least once or twice a year to eat. Los Angeles has absolutely evolved once again, and I'm very happy and excited to see where it's going in food. And all the practitioners that are raising the bar there. So who knows? You just never know. One day I may venture back into Los Angeles.
All right. Well, thank you again. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, we got a lot of value out of this. If you did, subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on Apple iTunes Store. And don't forget to share this. I really appreciate it. And Russell, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.